Thank you for calling Therapy Well. You're speaking with Freya. Yeah, absolutely. What was your name? Yes, absolutely. Let me see. I'll just pop you on. Yeah. Yeah, that's all good. Let me see. Let me see if it's still in there. I will just pop you on a quick hold, if that's okay, and I'll let you know in a moment. Yeah. Hi. So I had a quick look. So it looks like we did receive a referral, but unfortunately that one, we didn't have George's name on that one, and we wanted to discuss a couple of things about that referral and about your upcoming appointments, so how you can use the referral and things like that. Georgia has contacted your psychiatrist. She hasn't heard back yet, but she will call you. So Georgia will call you once she has heard back from the psychiatrist regarding the referral. So with this referral that we were sent, this one won't cover the assessments that we had booked for you, but it would cover ongoing therapy appointments. So it would depend on how you wanted to use those. Unfortunately, Georgia's name isn't on the referral at the moment. We're not sure why, sorry. But her name isn't correct on the referral. So it would have to, we would have to go back to the GP and make sure the name was correct on that referral before we could start processing that one. Yes, that's the one they sent. Yeah, was that the one you expected? I think they said Georgia Williams instead of Georgia Wells. Yeah, sorry, I think they must have misheard. Which is always fun. I think this one would be able to be fixed quite easily if you wanted to just give them a quick call and let them know that that had happened. But, yes. Yeah. So that one, with the correct rebates for that one, it should be a 98.95 rebate, so $98.95 rebate. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. Yeah, because of the Yeah, sorry, it's some Medicare things. I'm sorry about that. Everything else on the referral was fine. Georgia is just going to contact your psychiatrist first to make sure that the care, like she's obviously coordinating care best for you. But she'll contact you. She's going to do that. Oh, Lupita. Right, okay. So I'll tell you the okay, interesting. In that case, should I just tell you the three, because we have three clinicians named on your plan here. I might just tell you all of them, and that way you can let me know which ones are right and which ones might not be. Okay, so it looks like we have referred to Laura Miles.
Yeah, that's fine. There's
Did you
two
see
that we have.
Laura Miles? Ah, okay. So that was the initial one. And then we had Lacey Evans. Okay, cool. And then we have, all right, okay. And then we have Georgia Williams. So, yeah. So I wonder if, where would, so we were sent through the, so it looks like we sent through the plan, but maybe not the what the clinic was hoping to send through, which would be like a normal mental health care referral. So maybe they got a bit mixed up on what we would like them to send through, because I don't want them to, obviously take Georgia Williams' name off there, and then you not be able to access care with her. That wouldn't be great. But I know that unfortunately it would have to be yourself to follow up with it, because it's like the care information essentially. So in that case, would you be able to give them a call and ask if they would be able to send through just the mental health care plan information, so not the eating disorder plan information? Okay. Right, okay, yeah. So it's definitely going through with the psychiatrist one. But it might be that they need to add George's name to that then, if it's going to be under, I don't, did you get a copy of this as well? Okay. I see. Right to us. Right. Would you like me to forward this on to you just so you can see what's going on this as well? Would that be okay with you? Yeah, wonderful. All right. Yes. So if you could get them to send either like a mental health care plan or this treatment plan with George's name on it. Make sure that they don't replace Georgia Williams's name on there. If you're still seeing her, make sure they don't replace her name. But just make sure that George's name is either in that the psychology treatment services. It sounds like she should be where Laura Miles's name is, and I'll send you this and it'll be a bit clearer for you what that is, what that refers to. Yeah, so if you can get them to put George's name there instead of Laura's name, or George's name as well as Laura's name, if they need to do that, then that should fix that one up. Yep, lovely. If that's like, obviously, if you have any problems, like further problems with that, just let us know. But if you are able to fix that up, feel free to just forward it on through, or get them to forward it through to us, and we can then apply your rebate for that too. Easy. Yeah. No, unfortunately not. No, unless Yeah, unfortunately not. Is there assessment by no, okay. No, so I don't think it's under the EDPT either. I don't think the EDP covers the assessment either, unfortunately. Yeah, absolutely. No, yeah, it's fair. I'm really sorry. The Medicare system, for some reason, doesn't do the assessments. Yeah. All right. Easy. So, yeah. Yeah. It sucks. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. I will get. Yeah. I think that's all. But like I said, I'll just send this to you. This plan, the EDP that we've got, I'll send it to you just so you can look over it before you give your GP a call, and you might be able to see, just because obviously you know who you've seen before, you'll be able to see what part they might have got wrong. All right, wonderful. Thank you so much for calling, Rihanna. Is there anything else I can help with? Awesome, no worries. And then if you, like, obviously, even if we don't hear back from you, when Georgia hears back from your psychiatrist, she'll give you a call as well. Yeah, one. All right. That's all good. No, no worries. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.